We'll see, we're continuing today in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch when we find ourselves in Simen Vav, Sif Dalet. Tzrichim Lizar, Shalavari Chas Hashem Bracha Levatal. A person has to be careful to never make a bracha in vain. Because, of course, remember again, the making of a bracha in vain, by definition, also entails the taking of the name of God in vain. Or to make an unnecessary bracha. So there's a fundamental distinction between a bracha levatala and a bracha shenetzricha. So a bracha levatala means just a totally meaningless bracha, right? You go ahead and you just say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyah bidvaro, and you're not eating anything. That is an unnecessary bracha, a bracha in vain. A bracha shenetzricha is a little bit different. Let's say, for example, I have a cup of coffee and a bar of chocolate in front of me. So technically speaking, one bracha of shahakol covers both of those things. Let's say I go out of my way and instead I make a shahakol on the coffee, and then I have in mind it's only for the coffee, not for the chocolate. And then I make a bracha on the chocolate. Again, in a premeditated way, I ultimately created the need for an additional bracha that was unnecessary. One bracha could have covered both food items, but yet I proactively chose to make an additional bracha. That's called a bracha she'ena tzrichon, unnecessary bracha. Now, at the end of the day, although that is not taking the name of God in vain, but it's using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu unnecessarily. What happens if a person accidentally made a bracha levatala, an unnecessary bracha, or I should say a bracha in vain? Or for that matter, any time in which one has uttered the name of God unnecessarily, in vain, Yomar Achara, a person should immediately say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. A person should immediately say the phrase, literally again, blessed is the name of his monarchy, of his kingship, for all eternity. Now, what's the connection? The idea over here is that if I take the name of God in vain, what that represents is that I don't treat the name of Hashem with enough respect and reverence. Now, of course, that's not the case. I made a mistake. So how do I show that it was just a mistake and not a lack of kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By reciting the phrase, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso, blessed is the name of his monarchy for all eternity. That shows that indeed I treat the name with a sense of respect and reverence. So this is a very important halacha. So halacha l'maaseh, again, I make a bracha, and then I realize, oh, it was a bracha in vain. I didn't need to make it. So how do I remedy that? I can't take it back. But what I can do is follow it up with an additional phrase so that it clarifies, I don't chas v'shalom mean to take the name of God in vain and treat it lightly without respect. This was a mistake. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ad. May the name of God's monarchy ultimately be exalted forever. Incredible. V'miyad la'achar shizker es Hashem, ha'nizker she'en l'tzarach levarech, yisayim lamdeni chukecha, shezehu pasuk shalim b'havi k'mo limon v'lo levatala. So this is interesting. So part two of this is, what happens if I realize mid-bracha? What happens if I realize mid-bracha? I say, baruch ato Hashem, and then I realize right afterwards, oh my gosh, I do not need to make this bracha. So essentially, I've used the name of God in vain, but I have not yet finished the bracha. In that case, you finish off the rest of the phrase with lamdeni chukecha. Literally, again, teach me your statutes, shezeh pasuk shalim. So remember, the phrase lamdeni chukecha is a phrase from Tehillim. So essentially, again, in that context, what I'm doing is, instead of utilizing the suffix of the bracha, I'm going ahead and essentially reciting a pasuk. Lamdeni chukecha, teach me your statutes from Tehillim. This way, again, I obviate, or I take away the concern of taking Hashem's name in vain. So therefore, if we kind of summarize this, two different models. Obviously, one has to be careful about not making a bracha levatala, a bracha in vain. One has to be careful about bracha shenetzrichon, unnecessary bracha. What happens if I made a bracha levatala? It was an accident, but I did it. So if you recited the bracha in its entirety, so then you say the phrase, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed, immediately after the bracha. If I have not recited the bracha in its entirety, but all I've done is recited the name of Hashem, then of course I'm not going to end off with the suffix of the bracha because the bracha is not needed. Instead, I'll end off with the suffix of Lamdeni Chukecha Hashem, please teach me your ways. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.